Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means to
appoint. Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though, we learn.
Today's tip, how to focus more on the Almighty Allah when it comes to our ubudiyyah, our worship, our service, and our obedience to Allah. So, dear listeners, we are talking about how we should focus more on the Almighty Allah in order to increase and enhance our worship, our servitude, our obedience, and our ubudiyyah to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, of course, as you all know, it is incredibly important to focus on the Almighty Allah. Now, if we don't focus and give full attention to the Almighty Allah in our daily lives, then of course we are going to slip when it comes to our ubudiyyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, one of the aspects of ubudiyyah and one of the variables and factors of ubudiyyah is this idea of being able to focus and pay attention to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so here is kind of important for us to realize that focusing on the Almighty Allah is something that first and foremost we do when we are reciting the Holy Quran, you know, in our schedule, preferably on a daily basis, or we focus on the Almighty Allah when it comes to our daily prayers, the wajib obligatory prayers that a Muslim prays five times a day, as well as, for example, in the holy month of Ramadan, where we are fasting, and again here, the focus and the attention on the Almighty Allah is something which is absolutely necessary. So when it comes to ubudiyyah, and when it comes to our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find that focusing on Allah is something that is incredibly, incredibly necessary.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
أجب دعائي يا رجائي بالرضا والخير أنر طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Nami Farhat Al-Amali.
To reach a reassured soul, I have to forget something called I. I should only concentrate on He, on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I shouldn't see to myself any power beside this power that it was given to me by Allah. Al-Ana, I, is referred to as Baytun Nafs al-Muzlim, the dark house of the soul. It moves you away from the mercy of Allah. It moves you away from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ta'ala. Look at the shaitan. What made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curse him? When he said, Ana khayrun minhu. When he said, I am better than Adam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, Fakhruj innaka min as-saghirin. Get out from paradise. You have no place in paradise if you want to be an arrogant.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So in continuation to what we were saying, where we were talking about how it's incredibly important for us to focus on the Almighty Allah and for us to pay attention to the Almighty Allah. Really, one of the forms of worship and servitude and obedience, and in reality, one of the forms and manifestations of the ubudiyyah to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is this very focus and attention that must be paid towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Now, one of the ways in which we can really focus on the Almighty Allah is via gratefulness for our blessings. Now, there are so many different blessings that every single one of us has. If we stop and think about it on a daily basis or a nightly basis or any time that you have where you can at peace think about all of the blessings that the Almighty Allah has given us, then this will be able to move and really help our attention to focus more on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very interesting when one begins to count the different blessings that they have, the kind of protection that the Almighty Allah has given us, or the different body parts that Allah has given us, or this breathing of ours, this thinking of ours, or metaphysical things such as the spirituality or the opportunity to be able to go to heaven, the opportunity to have an eternal life, or the various relationships that we have in our lives, our parents, our siblings, our spouses, our children, our relatives, our friends. All of these are blessings. And when we start to pay attention to these blessings, then our attention, of course, goes towards the one who has given us these blessings and these very beautiful things that we have in our life. And so very naturally, via gratefulness and the appreciation for our blessings, comes about this focus and this attention towards the Almighty Allah. And one of the forms of worship and service and obedience and ubudiyyah to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to focus on the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
شربنا على فكري حبيبي مدامتا ساكرنا بها من قال لأن يخلق الكرم.
IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
So what happens is when we get too busy with the world, when prayer time comes five times a day, we are distracted. We're so busy with the world. Adhan was recited. Allahu Akbar. Oh, yeah, I gotta stop. Hold on. I gotta go pray. Usually we wait till it's the last. People ask, when is it qadha? People ask, brother, when does it become qadha? So why don't you ask, when is salah time? Why are you asking, when does it end? He says, well, I'm just gonna take it to the last second, you know, because I'm just so busy. I said, alhamdulillah, at least you're praying, but worry about the beginning of prayer. Beginning of prayer is where everything is. You can give time to the beginning of the prayer, Allah will make everything easy. Your business will go easy. The bala will be reduced. Believe me, you will think that other person you're going to negotiate with is going to be a headache for you. You pray on time, it becomes a piece of cake. He signs by the dotted line, says, wow, was that easy? Allah says, you took a step to me. I make it easy for you. So what do? We're distracted. So when salah comes, I'm distracted. So I'm in qunut, I'm reading my stock, figuring out where my portfolio is. I go into ruku, oh, I need to call that person. You go into sujood, yes, I forgot that person. Before you finish, you don't remember what you recited. Because the world is a distraction for us. So during salah, the world, actually I use the word, salah becomes the distractor. I'm so in love with this thing, the world, that when prayer came, I had to give it some respect. So I stopped concentrating on the world temporarily, but I'm so in love with it that I'm giving half heart on this time. It's exactly like, imagine if I'm talking to a brother and I'm very interested in the conversation, I'm engaged, and somebody comes and taps on my shoulder and says, brother, can I ask you a question? You look at him and say, sure. And he's talking, your mind is there. You're giving half attention here because you have to show respect, but your mind is there. This is why prayer is so shallow in most of us. We're so distracted by the world that Allah says, Al-Hakum al-Takathur. Abundance diverts you. Hatta zurtumul maqabir. Until you come to the graves. Islam is a beautiful religion, brothers and sisters. And salah is the iconic symbol. And Imam Hussein on the night, they do dhikr, they pray, and they seek grace from Allah. This should resonate in our hearts. If we don't pray, we should pray. If we're praying, we should get closer to Allah. Say, how can I concentrate? The concentration is, if during the day, before prayer time, I took time to reflect on Allah, about Allah's grace, and I took time to take account of His mercy, and I was grateful to Allah, we will become like that individual who's thirsty towards water. And water here becomes prayer. You can't wait for the prayer. And then the beloved comes to you at the time of salah, at the time of adhan, the beloved now has opened the door and says, come, talk to me. I have allowed you entry into my dominion to talk to me.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. الذي